Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Ivan Dorachuk, lead singer of Men Without Hats. Ivan, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
And you know, Men Without Hats started back in 1977, and they've been playing pretty consistently ever since. You had a brief hiatus in the 2000s, but you're back in action. You're back on tour. What keeps you motivated and excited to play and tour almost 50 years later from the inception of the band?
Well, I think it's the smile on the people's faces when we break into Safety Dance. People still need to hear that they can dance if they want to, and we're ready to play for them.
And, you know, I love that mentality. You're doing this for the fans because the fans love your music. You got several songs that are just staples of the 80s. Now, as a major player in that new wave movement in the early 1980s, your music kind of evolved through the as the decade continued. You eventually adopted more of a rock and roll tone during your 1992 album Sideways. Did you see this as kind of a natural progression of the group's music, or would you have preferred to stay more synth pop oriented?
Well, we like to explore back then. We just took a bit of a sideways track, as I can say. But now we're back to doing 80s music. We decided we don't want to reinvent the wheel, and we're doing what we're good at, and people enjoy it. There's a lot of 80s influences in modern pop music today, so the new generation likes to hear it, and we're ready to give it to them.
And looking at that, your newest single, I Love the 80s, you return to that synth-pop sound, like you just mentioned, that skyrocketed you into popularity. Now, is this song simply what it's advertised as, just an anthem of your love for the 1980s, or is there something more behind the music?
Well, it's a tribute to the 80s. It's a decade, you know, that had some really, really great songs, really great music, a lot of sing-alongs, and it brings back a lot of good memories for a lot of people. It was a decade that was focused on the youth with the movies, and there was new technology coming in and everything like that. So it was a great period for a lot of people. So we just want to have, you know, pay tribute to it and bring it forward.
And, you know, it's a catchy song. If you haven't heard I Love the 80s by Men Without Hats, you need to check that out as soon as possible. It's going to be stuck in your head from the moment you hear it for the foreseeable future. Now, moving to your hit 1982 anthem, The Safety Dance, you have the music video taking place in what seems to be a medieval setting. Now, given the sound of the song and it feeling a bit more futuristic with that heavy synth sound, what inspired you to go this direction with the video?
Well, it was Tim Pope, the video director. He decided to bring a Pied Piper kind of theme to it, a medieval thing. And it's good because, like, nowadays you look at the 80s videos, you can kind of chuckle a bit, the hairstyles, the zipper clothes, pointy shoes, and neon colors. But that was a medieval, you know, video. It's kind of like watching a Western. You can't really tell when it was filmed. So people can watch it today and totally groove on it. It's, you know, it almost seems actual. So it paid off for us.
It is definitely a timeless music video. It's one I find myself going back to personally time and time again. Now, in 2021, you released a reimagined and remixed version of the Safety Dance titled No Friends of Mine. What kind of inspired you guys to revisit the Safety Dance almost 40 years after its release?
Well, you know, it's kind of the song doesn't even belong to us anymore. The song is kind of bigger than the band, belongs to everybody out there. Sometimes I feel like a museum curator going around the country presenting this musical artifact that brings people immense joy. And so we just wanted to revisit it and sort of, you know, what if the little dwarf jester, you know, became the mayor of the village and married the blonde, crazy blonde woman and had a, you know, a whole bunch of kids that formed a band. And we just wanted to go back in time a bit and have some fun with it.
And I think the sound is really fun, and I'm glad to hear that you guys enjoyed having some fun with it as well, because it's definitely still in heavy rotation for me. Now, looking back over your career in the music industry, is there any memories that stick out to you as ones that you're going to forever cherish?
A lot of them. It's hard to choose. You know, one of them, I guess, was when we received our first gold record in New York City at the Palladium, and we received it from Mark Gastineau, who used to play for the New York Jets. And every time he sacked a quarterback, they would play the Safety Dance, and he would dance. But Pete Rozelle, the commissioner at the time of the NFL, told him that he didn't want him to do these little dances because it cut into TV time and made the game run overtime and cost them money. But Mark Gastineau said he could dance if he wanted to, and they kept doing it, kept playing the Safety Dance every time he sacked a quarterback. So he came and presented us with the gold record during our show, and he presented me with one of his jerseys, and it was just that one. one kind of sticks out in my mind.
You know, I guess you could say Commissioner Rozelle is no friend of yours, because you got to love the Mark Gastineau celebrations. He's kind of what brought us into this modern age of NFL celebrations, and to have your song be a major part of that, that definitely is incredibly cool. Now, as you guys continue this revitalization of Men Without Hats, what do you think is going to come next for you and the group?
Well, we have a new album coming out in October that's going to feature I Love the 80s and a bunch of other songs that are also 80s influenced. And we've got a big tour coming up, and we're going to Europe. We're doing North America, Europe. It ends up in Mexico on the beaches of Cancun, 80s in the Sand Festival with a bunch of other 80s bands. And so we're just recording, playing. It's trending upwards, so we're happy.
You know, and looking at the recording process of this new album, what's your favorite part of creating this new music?
It's just coming up with the new songs. You know, I'm just really inspired, and I love writing music. I've always loved that, and playing it for the fans too. I love playing the new song. It just, everybody sings along with it already. People seem to have picked up on it really really fast. So. It's a lot of fun for us to write new stuff and then be able to play it to the audience.
I think a good place for us to close off today is, where can our listeners find more of you and the Men Without Hats?
You can go to safetydance.com. That's a one-stop shopping for everything Men Without Hats. There's music, merchandise, tour dates. Everything's there. Safetydance.com.
Well, Ivan, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Ivan Doracek, lead singer of Men Without Hats. They're making their way to Utah July 25th down in Park City. Going to be a concert you don't want to miss, because you can dance if you want to. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.